This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, absolutely delighted and happy to be with you today. Love spending this time with you Monday through Friday as we discuss issues of importance to your life and faith. Always inviting you to join us live here on Women of Grace Live, and we love to get that conversation going with you and whatever it is that's on your heart, in your mind today. Do want to give you those numbers to use. We've got a toll-free one for you if you are here in North America. And that number begins with these numbers, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live. Again, it's 833-288-EWTN. Be certain to say hello to Matt Gabinski, who is our call screener, and he is delighted to be in that saddle waiting for you to call him. So do keep him busy today. It's Monday, I know, but nonetheless, let's keep everybody going, right? We certainly do have lots to talk about today as we come together in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you're outside of North America, we have a number for you too, and it begins with a country code. It's country code 1-205-271-2985. That's country code 1-205-271-2985. Also available for you out there in social media land, simply inviting you to get out to our EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. We've got the chat feature there for you. And I do want to let you know that that chat feature is how it is that you communicate with us. Get your question or your comment in that chat feature. And our producer, Jeff Burson, who is also our social media manager, will dash right on out there and he'll get it. He certainly will. And he'll put it up on the board and we will be able to address whatever your concerns might be. Hey, ladies, I'm just letting you know, this is the week. Woohoo! This is the week. This is the week we're gathering together in San Antonio, Texas, and we want you to gather with us. We certainly do. We've got a Women of Grace retreat taking place at Our Lady of the Atonement Catholic Church. That is happening when? It is happening on the 17th and the 18th. When is that? It is Friday and it is Saturday. And it begins Friday evening and it runs through the evening of September the 18th, closing with a beautiful healing service. It is going to be a tremendous time in the Lord. If you haven't signed up yet, it is not too late. If you haven't signed up yet, sign up. Get out there to womenofgrace.com. All of the information is available for you there. You'll see it in the slideshow. You'll see it listed on the homepage under events. Those are both hyperlinks that'll take you to a landing page. You'll see the schedule there. You'll see what we're going to be talking about and when. I'm so eager. Father Matthias of the Immaculate Heart, Carmelite priest, is going to be with us. In addition to that, we have Melissa Maleski, who's going to be presenting. I'm going to be presenting. We have Susan Potvin and Living Praise with us. It's going to be a beautiful time in the Lord. I cannot tell you enough how God blesses us at these events. He blesses us to superabundance. He certainly does. We want you to be blessed too. So that is this Friday and Saturday night. It is preceded by the Benedicta Enrichment Seminar. Yours truly is going to be leading that. We're going to be talking about who we are as women, leading like the Blessed Mother. It is an outrageously insightful enrichment seminar. We're eager for you to join us for that as well. Again, all of the info is available for you at our website, womenofgrace.com. On Saturday, running concurrent to the women's retreat, is the retreat for our young women of grace. And I'll tell you, I was just on the phone with my daughter Thea. She and my granddaughter Julia are going to be there. We're all going to be presenting to the young ladies as well. But I just want to tell you what, I heard that schedule and I thought, boy, these young ladies, they're going to have such a beautiful time in the Lord, a fun time in the Lord. Lots of great activities planned for them, as well as some, you know, serious stuff. So we want for you to bring your daughter, your granddaughter, your niece. We want you to bring your students. We want you to bring your neighbor girls. I mean, just go out into the highways and byways and grab those young women and get them there. It's going to be a wonderful day. That's September the 18th at Our Lady of the Atonement Catholic Church in San Antonio, Texas. We've been working hard on this retreat. We have been working with great hospitality in our hearts to welcome you. So we're eager for you to come. It is not too late. Did you hear me say it's not too late? And just simply go out to womenofgrace.com. We've got all of our events that are upcoming listed for you on that home homepage of womenofgrace.com. So we want you to see what's doing. We're busy. We are busy because the times require for us to be busy about the work of the Lord. And we want to invite you to join us for these beautiful, beautiful days. Well, today is Monday. And, you know, once a month, my husband, Jack Williams, joins us on Women of Grace Live. It is usually the first Monday of the month. But if you recollect, the first Monday of the month was Labor Day. So we pushed it. We pushed it forward. And here we are today, and we are going to be doing our monthly Marriage Monday. We're looking forward to hearing from you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're asking you to keep us busy today with your phone calls. Keep Matt busy answering them, and get out there to social media and keep Jeff busy, because we all like to be busy about this opportunity to use the airwaves for the glory and honor of God. So good morning to you, husband.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm Dandy.
I made it.
Yes, you did. By the nick of time, he made it here.
Yeah, I had TV this morning I totally forgot about.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's good that you showed up dressed and ready to go anyway.
That's right.
Well, good. I'm glad you made it. Thank you very much for showing up. We would have handled it without you, but it's always much more pleasant when you were here, especially for our Marriage Monthly Monday or Monthly Marriage Monday day.
Yeah, that's a good day. I like it.
It's
I like
a
it.
Good day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's going on with you? You have something on your mind because your mouth was moving there as I was speaking. So what do you want to say?
No, I don't. I didn't mean for it to be.
Oh, you took a breath like that, you know, like you were going to talk.
Oh,
no?
Okay. Well, I could talk if you'd like.
Well, I always enjoy hearing you.
Hey, so it's fall. Labor Day is in the rearview mirror.
Oh.
Right?
Can you wear white after Labor Day?
You can do whatever you like, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad. Thank you.
I think the archaic conventions would tell you not to.
Oh.
And I guess it just depends on to what degree you want to acquiesce to those conventions.
I suppose so.
So okay. I'll leave that entirely up to you.
Well, thank you.
If it were my vote, I'd probably say no.
Okay. Well, there. See, so you're beholden to archaic conventions. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, sometimes they are archaic conventions because they've stood the test of time, huh?
Well, that is true. That is true.
It's possible. But anyway, it's autumn.
Yes,
right?
It is.
So autumn is a time of transition.
Yes.
Right? Kids are going back to school. You know, I've often told you I want to write a book that is just short completions to the sentence, America was a better place when.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those, and I know some of the parts of the country still adhere to this, but one of my very first ones will be America was a better place when children went to school from Labor Day to Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We're all nodding our heads here. Jeff is nodding his head,
so
too.
So that's one of them. But, you know, kids are going back to school. We have the ever-changing pandemic world.
Yes.
Right? We have the political environment and climate in the United States.
Yes.
That is not changing as fast as you would like for it to change, you know, perhaps. But that poses interesting situations for families and for married couples, and I want to explore those just a little bit when we come back.
Oh, okay. Well, there you have it. That's what we're going to talk about when we come back from our break right here on Women of Grace Live. Let me give you those numbers again. Maybe you have an opinion about wearing white after Labor Day. Maybe you have an opinion about what we're facing as we move forward through the last quarter of this year, which is very hard for me to wrap my mind around. I don't know about all of you. But we want to give you the number. Call us with what is on your mind, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the way you can join us. Coming right back. Stay tuned.
Encouraging women in their gift of authentic femininity. Here's more Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Welcome back, everybody. We're so happy to have you with us today. We certainly are. Love being with you Monday through Friday. And guess what? This is a special Monday because today is our monthly Marriage Monday. So my husband, Jack Williams, is in studio with me. And we always think that this is a fun time together. And we hope that you enjoy it as well. We talk about serious matters and we lighten it up a little bit, too. We want to hear from you, though, and what's going on in your mind and what questions you might have regarding marriage, Jack, if you threw a few things out there for you to consider, especially as kids are back in school right now, and we're in the last quarter of this year, and like last year, this has been a hard year with a pandemic. But, you know, God has a plan in the midst of all of this, and we've got to keep our eyes focused on that. Let me give you a number to use, toll-free for you right here in North America. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Also available for you.
And listen, when she gives you that phone number, call, pick up the phone if you have a question or you think you might want to talk about something. Pick up the phone and call, because what invariably happens is in the last 15 minutes of the show, we'll get like six phone calls in the last 15 minutes that we couldn't possibly get to in that amount of time to answer. And then we'll get an uncharitable email from one of the people that didn't get on the air.
Can you imagine such a thing, Jack?
I know.
We're here for the whole hour.
So call.
So do call. So take Jack's advice. Call early. We'll get you on the air here. Right now, we've got the lines available for you. 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to have holy conversation with you. Also available out there for you is our EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. The chat feature is how you communicate with us by that means. And we have got Jeff Burson, who is our social media manager and producer, who dashes out there really fast. And he gets those questions for you. Matt Gabinski is on the phone. And we did have somebody out there in social media land who, Lisa, who says that she thinks that we should not wear white after Labor Day. Am I correct on that?
That was my wife.
Oh, yeah. It was Jeff's wife. How about that? Okay, very good. Well, there's a lot of Lisas out there, but we do thank you, Lisa. You know, I'm always iffy on it.
That was from Lisa with an E.
Lisa with an E, L-E-I-S-A. No, it's just L-E-S-A.
That's
there
right.
You go. Okay. Well, let me just tell you this about that. I think, it just really depends upon the occasion. Sometimes, you know, obviously you're going to wear white, like if you're getting married or something like that. But white shoes, you know, I don't know about white shoes, white jeans or white slacks, maybe. But we do have some opinions going on there. So we've got Marianne in San Antonio, Texas. Woohoo to San Antonio.
She's not ready yet.
She's not ready yet, but we're going to get to her in just a moment.
Well, now she ready or not, she's on the air.
Oh, is she on the air now?
Hi,
Marianne.
Hi. Oh, I'm so glad. I didn't know I was going to get to be on the air. You're such a love. I've watched you every day.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say about the white. I have a white coat and a couple of them and a couple of pairs of boots I've had throughout my life. And if they make winter white clothes, we should be able to wear white. So.
Well, I agree with you. As a matter of fact, I just want to say, you know, just dishing a little bit with the ladies here, Jack. You know, winter white is my favorite shade of white. You know, I like that. It's not a bright white. It's just a very elegant color, don't you think so?
It is. I do. It reminds me of Our Lady of the Snows.
Ooh.
You know, I don't have much to participate in this day conversation. I was divorced 30 years ago. I was married in the Catholic Church, but I never remarried. So I pray for all married couples every day. And, you know, I think that's a beautiful gift that people have. I just didn't get that right, but that's okay.
Well, and the fact that you pray for married couples is a beautiful thing because, you know, marriage is one of the prime focuses of the evil one, for sure.
Oh, there's no question.
Absolutely. No question about it. We're in the battle there. But I'm a member of a group of ladies, and we're prayer warriors, and we're praying for it.
Well,
the world and everything included.
Well, that's beautiful, Marianne. And I'm so glad you called us today and gave us your opinion on that. Let me just share. You're in San Antonio, Texas, so why don't you grab all of your lady friends that are the prayer warriors and pop on over there to Our Lady of the Atonement Catholic Church and just let them know, and I'm letting all of you know, that we do have a scholarship fund. I know that for some women, you know, they want to come, but things are a little tight. And let me just tell you, we'll untighten it for you. So just...
Oh, that'd be marvelous.
Yeah.
Thrilled.
So do come.
Where is the church, honey?
It's on Red Robin Road. Don't you love that?
Okay.
I don't know where Red Robin Road is. I haven't been on Red Robin Road, but I'm going to find out.
Okay. Thank you so much. And when is it starting, darling?
It starts on Friday night. The retreat starts on Friday night. So
I'm thrilled. I've always
give her the number to call.
Yeah, and do spend your weekend with us. Let me give you a toll-free number, and I'm going to give you this number, Marianne, and you can share it with your prayer warrior ladies, and I'm sharing with all of you out there if you want to come. And again, you know, things are just a little tight. We can untighten them for you through our scholarship fund. Here's the number to call, so jot this down. It is 800-558-5452. That's 800-558-5452. And let me tell you, you will not be sorry.
Oh, I know. I'm so sure I won't. But thank you for taking my call, and God bless all of y'all. I love you all on EWTN, and thank God for y'all.
Well, thank you too, Marianne. And you be sure to come up to me and say, hey, I'm Marianne. I was with you on the phone.
I will. Okay. I will. God bless you, darling.
God bless you too. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
You can be looking for the Winter White Army.
Yes.
On Our Lady of the Atonement Catholic Church. And so let's do a tutorial so that all of our listeners can, you know, be in on it too. So if you look at your little screen there, and there's that little answer button there, you know?
Yeah.
Over on the far left.
Yes.
So if that little answer button is lit up yellow, that means that Matt Gubensky is talking to that caller.
Oh, is that what it means?
Yeah, and that's what he was doing to Marianne.
Oh, see, it's not an answer for me.
No, it's yeah.
It's an answer for Matt.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the world of radio, everybody. 833-288-EWTN.
And then when you call on Marianne when Matt's talking to her, then Jeff panics and puts her on the air, and then she doesn't know she's on the air.
Well, and we certainly don't want to eavesdrop.
Yeah.
No, Marianne was a good sport.
And while you were talking to Marianne, Matt Gubensky was talking to Mary, who was driving through Dallas, and she said, in Florida, you can wear white all year.
Well, you know what, Mary? I agree with you. And having lived in Florida for a number of years, you know, people do wear white all year and pastel colors. And that was one of the first things that I noticed when many, 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 many years ago, we moved to Florida, that people dressed in bright colors and everybody was happy. And I think it was because it was so sunny. And I had been from the Pittsburgh area where, you know,
sunny.
Well, yeah, one particular year we only had 52 days of sun in that entire year. Imagine such a thing. And people dressed in olive gray and burgundy and black and brown. I don't know that they still do that, but this was back in steel mill days. So maybe it was just soot all over them. I'm not really sure. But the fact of the matter was, it was so refreshing to see all of these pastel colors. So there you have it. Well, here we are, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. So am I to say that Evelyn is ready now, Jack?
It is. You know why?
Good.
You know how you can tell?
Yeah, the hold button is...
Yeah, and also she's got a little asterisk next to her name.
Oh, isn't that
lovely? That means she's ready to go.
She's ready to go. Well, Evelyn, we're so happy you're ready to go. We're ready to go, too. Evelyn is a first-time caller. She is in Fresno, California. We're going to ring that virtual first-time caller bell, I think. There we go. Good going, Jeff. Welcome, Evelyn. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm so thankful, you know, for being on your program.
Well, thank you.
I wasn't even planning on calling, but I just thank you so much, Joan. You've been a blessing in my life. I met you when you did a Women's of Grace conference in Sacramento many years ago.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
And I followed you since, and you've helped me through your show and many tough times, and here I am, you know, seeing how now I see how you got married, and now, you know, you offer this new, you know, tool for us, you know, out here. But I called in because I've been, you know, and I don't know if you remember, you have so many things, colors, but I've been single for 20 years, never been married. I'm 38, and I've been praying for a husband, and lately I feel like God is calling me, like, not only to pray, but also to work on myself. Like, I've been working, doing a lot of spiritual healing, a lot of things that I didn't realize about myself that, you know, through your show, and also through other, you know, tools that I found, like, I'm learning about myself, how I react to things, and also hearing your show on Mondays with your husband. But I'm just wondering if you guys would be able to provide, like, more feedback for me. I mean, I'm not even dating, but I'm trying to prepare myself for when God, you know, decides to bring a husband into my life or provide me with a husband. Like, what are some practical things that you suggest or you recommend that I do in the meantime to prepare? And then also, if I should be praying for him specifically, like I pray for his healing. But I don't know if there's any other suggestions that you might have for me. And well, I thank you so much.
Well, Evelyn, thank you so much. And, you know, what a great pleasure it is to be able to talk with you about this. I love your question. I'm going to let Jack open up with it, though.
Well, I think, you know, all of us during our spiritual journey here in this life, right, always are continually going through peaks and valleys in our, right, in our spiritual life. And I think that you would agree that when things started going in motion for the Lord to bring you and I together, right, I think you would agree, I know I can say this for myself, and I think it's true for you too, is that kind of just before the whole thing kind of started, you know, I think we were both, in spite of circumstances on earth, were kind of, you know, on a little bit of a spiritual peak. And really that's what kind of drove many of our early conversations. And I think that's two things in common, really, that we were both on a spiritual peak and neither one of us were per se looking for a spouse, right, at that time.
Right.
And so my advice, Evelyn, would be to cultivate your relationship with the Lord. And there's certainly nothing wrong with you know, praying for a potential future spouse. That's a good thing to do. And if you have a real deep desire in your heart, if you have a spiritual director, you might get with them and help them, have them help you discern if you think you may somewhere down the road be called to marriage. You know, we have a mutual friend whose spirituality we respect tremendously, and he was one of the first people that I told when Jeanette and I had started courting. And the first thing that he said to me was that if you're called to the married life, then being single is going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a very profound statement. But, you know, really, I think when we cultivate and keep our eyes on Jesus and draw close to him, adoration key to that, of course, and continue to draw closer to him, that's when I think he is most likely to manifest himself in the natural to us and maybe in the form of a spouse. What do you think?
Well, I think that's excellent advice. And I think that that's what drew my heart really to your question there, Evelyn. And that is the fact that you say, you know, lately or through the last few years, you've been taking a really good look at yourself and seeing where is it that you need to be healed? Where is it that you need to conform most more completely to the will of God? How is it that you can orchestrate your life around those two ideals? And that should be the focus of everyone's life, whether they're married or single. I mean, that should be the focus. And when you talk about being on a spiritual peak there, Jack, I don't think you're talking about being on a spiritual high in the sense of you know, elation or those common emotions that accompany that, but more along the lines that we were really what's the word that I want to say?
Closeness to our Lord.
Right. We were drawing closer to, and we were striving to see what else we could do in our lives to draw close to. And that's when God brought us together. So I think that you already are being inspired by the Holy Spirit to put into your daily life that which is going to be the best for your eternal salvation, which is always the deal, right? Even marriage is supposed to be a path to that, a time of perfection and purification through that vocational state. So I think be attentive to that as you are. I would say that don't be overly what's the word that I want to use here? Don't be overly attentive to looking at the guys that cross your path and saying, well, maybe he's the one or could he be the one? Because that's a distraction and the evil one will use that. When God brings the right person, you'll know it. You'll intuit it and so will the other party. So I would just be open to the Lord. The joy that you'll receive from him is attractive. You know, joy attracts people. And when we're in deep relationship with our Lord, we are naturally joyful. He takes our human emotions, couples them with that joy of the Holy Spirit, and it becomes effusive in us. And that in and of itself is attractive. So it, just continue to move forward. And thank you so very, very much for your call today. We really appreciate it. And friends, we invite you to call us too, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We have Catherine out there in YouTube land, and this is what she's saying. Jack, why do Catholics need to be married? Why not make a commitment to your partner, father of your children, and to God? Why do Catholics need to have a traditional marriage that is part of country laws? Wow, Catherine, that's a big old question there. So, Jack, go for it. Well, here,
You took a deep breath. Well, yeah, listen, first of all, I mean, you know, this all goes back to, you know, I mean, listen, there are, you know, human history tells us a lot of things, right? But what was the first act of human history?
God created man, and man was, and then he created woman, and he said it's not good for the man to be alone, and he created the woman. Right. And then he said, be fruitful, multiply. So he gave us right there and then
good
the institution of marriage. Right.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 So I think that, Catherine, when you say, you know, when you're saying, well, this is part of the country laws, you know, I think it's important to understand that when we're married civilly, you know, we've signed a contract, basically. So it is a marriage recognized by the state. However, when we're matrimonial...
And why does the state require that? And why has every civilized group of humans in the history of human history, why have they required that civilly?
Tell us, Jack.
To provide for the offspring that come from that union.
That's right. So there you have it. And so... The reality is, however, when we
Which, to my way of thinking, is really an acknowledgement of smart humans down through history looking at God's plan and saying, yeah, it's a pretty good plan.
Yeah, it's the best plan. But the sacrament of matrimony, as I was saying, takes this union of the husband and wife and raises it to another level beyond a contract to a covenant. And that covenant is the means by which we acquire the grace that we need to be able to be the very best that we can be toward the other and toward the children that come from that relationship. So this is not a, you know, this is not something that is devoid of God's will. It is God's will for us. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Transforming the world one woman at a time. Let's return to Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Welcome back, everybody. We're so happy you are with us today. This is our monthly Marriage Monday edition of Women of Grace Live here. Jack Williams, my husband, in studio with me today. We're eager to hear from you. Let me give you that phone number to use. Matt Gabinski is at the ready for you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Just pick up the phone, give us a call here. We'll address your question or comment. We have Catherine who has texted us via YouTube.
She's watching
YouTube.
Us on YouTube. Yeah.
Yes. And she has this question. Why do Catholics need to be married? Why not make a commitment to your partner, father of your children, and to God? Why do Catholics need to have a traditional marriage? Is that part of the country laws? That's kind of where we were. So we were giving you some insight on that, Catherine. And, you know, you also texted us via EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Use the chat feature there, friends, and you can reach us that way, too. Catherine tells us that she grew up in the Presbyterian Baptist Church, AOG, churches.
Assembly of God.
Assembly of God churches, and had a baby young. She got married, then divorced years later. She met a man that she loved, and she didn't want to get married again, but they've been together for 25 years, and they have three children together. So, you know, Catherine, here's the thing. You know, as I read this and try to piece together the information that you're giving us, it seems to me that you had this child first, and then you got married, or you got married young and then had this baby, and then you got divorced And it seems that perhaps whatever transpired in that first marriage, or the divorce itself was such that there was a deep wound to the heart that was leveled there. And you've tied that wound of the heart to a commitment to marriage in the eyes of God in some way, okay? And also, I mean, just to the reality of being married in the conventional way. So it sounds to me that you and this gentleman that you're with right now made some kind of promise to each other, but that would be short of a vow because there were no witnesses to that. So the thinking that I have is that it's probably a good idea to look at what your objection is. Obviously, you and this gentleman, having been married for or having been together for 25 years, have perhaps a capacity for a marriage to be long-term because here you are all these years later. So what is it that would hold you back from getting the blessing of God? And you don't want to deprive yourself of that blessing. And God wants to heal you from whatever it was that you experienced. Because in some way, if that wound is still alive in you, it has a hold on you and it has an influence. And maybe even some of the reactions and responses that you have within the context of this marriage or towards your children is impacted by that. And God doesn't want for you to walk around wounded. He wants to bring healing to you. And he wants the fullness of life for you. And that fullness of life is in a marriage that he has blessed, not one that is outside of that parameter. And, you know, we could get into the sixth commandment. We could get into the whole idea of the difference between the conjugal embrace that takes place in marriage and the fornication that takes place outside of marriage. But, sin does not breed happiness and grace. And we don't want to be a party to that. We want to be a party to the beautiful blessing that comes by way of that union between one man and one woman who are married and stay so for life. So that's what I would share. And, you know, we do within our Catholic faith have the beautiful gift of the sacrament of matrimony. A sacrament is defined by the church as an outward sign instituted by Christ to give us grace. We see that God ordained marriage from the very dawn of civilization. Our Lord Jesus Christ raises it to the position of a sacrament, and we receive all of those graces. So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Jack, any last words for Catherine as we move forward here?
No, I don't believe so. I think you've covered it pretty thoroughly, but
okay.
To be in a relationship outside of the covenantal structure that our Lord set up does not mean that you can't experience happiness,
right?
But it does mean that you can't experience all that God has in store for you, and in every instance, what He has in store for you so far surpasses what you could ever imagine in this life that you know, it's never not worth it.
Yeah, it's never not worth it. So I would spend some serious time in prayer before the Lord trying to discover what it is that would hold you back. Thank you, Catherine, for your messages today. That's 833-288-EWTN. That's the toll-free number you can use to join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to have that holy conversation with you. Matt Kabinski's ready for you. Jack and I are ready for you. You can also go out to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Use the chat feature there, as Catherine did, to get your question or comment up on our board so we can take it.
We'll hold off on that.
Okay.
Let me finish my thought from the beginning of the program. How about that?
Go right ahead.
So, as I mentioned, we're in a transitional period of the calendar year, and there's a lot of things that are unique to our cultural environment here in the United States that we touched on a little bit. And so many of these things have a spectrum within them that Catholics or anyone of goodwill can hold various points of view within that spectrum and still be under the umbrella of Holy Mother Church.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the sacramental graces that is provided to a married couple is not that you're going to agree on everything.
That
is not one of the sacramental graces. And at first blush, on some of these very difficult issues, You know, oftentimes a husband and a wife and a mother and a father may not initially right off the bat see eye to eye 100% on every particular issue. And that's not a problem. But how we deal with that can become a problem if we don't deal with it personally.
Mm-hmm.
So the preemptive strike, and even if you find yourself deep in some sort of a conflict along these lines today, you can still impart the preemptive strike now that will apply to future situations like this that you might find yourself in. And that is,
yes,
pray together.
Oh, there you go.
All the time.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
Now, does everybody adhere to that all the time?
No.
Do we adhere to that all the time?
No.
Should we?
Yes.
Thank you.
Do you want to pray now? Well, we do have a morning offering that most days we say at some point in the day. So we've changed it from morning offering to just offering.
Our daily offering, right?
We try to do that. And we're both consecrated to Jesus through Mary. And so we do recite daily our renewal of that consecration. So we do that. But, you know, this deep prayer that we should try to enter into every day together, we often do not get to. And we should. And just saying, Jack, because mm-hmm. before,
we
managed that very well. And we managed it long distance. And mm-hmm. we would spend a good portion of time on the phone praying. And just listening for what the Lord was saying. And it boggles my mind why it's easier sometimes in those moments than it is once you're married.
Oh, because, I can help you with that.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Here we go.
Because you don't have the physical challenges when you're not in each other's presence
yes.
that can distract you from those deeper realities.
Such as like
so for instance if we're you know in different places and we're conversing days on end over the phone, right?
Yes.
Then you never have to contend with say someone having not wiped out the kitchen sink so that you can't see that there's any water in it. These are realities that affect how we
Well, it's true.
Things.
Well, it's true. You fall into a routine as well, you know, of yeah. daily living and things, you know, you get done. So you don't set the time apart. See, that's the key. I think whether it's, you know, making sure that I don't like to have dishes in the sink, everybody, right? And I like to have a very clean kitchen sink, right? So that's what you were making reference to. And that is true. So when the sink has dishes in it and or there are no dishes, but it's all spotted from the water that was in there, well, then that drives me a little crazy. So we notice these things.
Right, but these are things and it's just like, you know, well, go ahead.
Well, but what I wanted to say is this. This is the key. I think this is the key, friends. And maybe the key in our situation is not the key in your situation, but I think the key in our situation was in those days when we were not in each other's presence. I was in Florida and you were here. When we would pray on the phone, we didn't do anything else but pray on the phone. We spent that time together. And then after the phone call, if, you know, things needed to be done, well, things got done. But there was something, I think, very, you know, pleasurable about being together
and intentional
and very intentional about that. So the solution to that, I think, for all of us, maybe Jack and me in a special way, since we're talking about ourselves here on the air, you know, these programs always turn out, you know, like truth to tell kind of things. You know, I don't know why, but they do. But at any rate, you know, maybe the thing to do is to be more intentional about that. Now, it's very hard when you're raising children. You've got to wait until the children go to bed, right, in most cases, because family life can be quite busy. But it is to be very intentional about that, even if it's just for a few moments. And it should be very specific. And I think that that is something that, you know, we should obviously schedule for in a certain way. You know, this is my sacrosanct time. Like we have a time of prayer in the morning, right? And I have my own prayer time in the morning. And I try to hold that you know, daily. We've got to do the same for our prayer as couples. I don't know. What do y'all think about that? I mean, do you pray together as a couple? What have been some of the tips that you've used? Why do you think that that's most important in a marriage, especially if you want more than just, you know, going through life together, but you're really looking to mine those spiritual treasures that God has for you in your life together? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live, where we do enjoy having holy conversation with you right here.
So that's the preemptive strike.
Okay.
To, I think, more easily managing these sorts of situations.
When you have a difference of opinion.
Yes, right. Okay. And that's because you have cultivated in that time of prayer together as a couple, you have cultivated an elevated level of charity towards one another.
That's lovely.
So if you find yourself in that situation and maybe you haven't laid that groundwork of prayer together leading up to that situation, mm-hmm. at least you can take a step back and contemplate, how do I react charitably to this insane person that I am married to?
Yeah, well, that's a good thing to consider. You know, and I would say this too, there's something about strengthening the marriage bond. So if we look at the marriage bond as a participation in the divine life, which is what the marriage bond is supposed to be. It's the divine life that holds us together, right? So that marriage bond is something that needs to be nourished and needs to be strengthened. One of the ways in which we nourish that and strengthen that specific to the marriage is through this prayer together. Obviously, worshiping together, right? Going to Mass on Sunday if you're Catholic, going to services if you're not Catholic. Making certain that, you know, individually you are each striving for this personal union with God in and through all things, spending time with Him, you know, on your own in the day. Those kinds of things are very, very important. If we don't nourish the marriage bond is going to die a slow death. And even if you remain together, you might not have that bond that is meant to be that covenantal divine life participation in the marriage.
Yeah, I agree. And it's, you know, it's. I think charity is the ultimate act of humility, right?
Yeah.
And to take a step back, and I'm not saying that you be a doormat and you let anyone, including your spouse, just walk all over you for the sake of being humble. But it's really interesting.
And that isn't humility, by the way.
That's right. It's interesting how, you know, if you will yield to the way that God has wired us, it's funny how things work out sometimes. Because oftentimes, if you will take a step back, if you're having a difference of opinion, and if you can muster within yourself the wherewithal to say, you know what, I'm going to approach this as if I am completely wrong and my beloved's opinion is the only correct way to go. If you can take that attitude into how you deal with the situation, it's amazing to me how oftentimes your spouse's or the other person's position will start to bend closer to where you had started out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like but the harder we try to hold on to something, the least likely we are to gain that something. But as soon as oftentimes we're willing to let it go, all of a sudden it comes back to us 100-fold.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that's an appropriate stance. The ultimate appropriate stance is to surrender everything to the Lord. You know, we only want your will. So if you approach it that way, when you're having a discussion about something serious, you know, and here we're not talking about the kinds of things that are crushing to a marriage, adultery, addiction, right? We're not talking about those kinds of things. We're talking about just the differences of opinion that you can have that come up in every marriage, you know, how finances, for example, or what to do about, you know, our extended family members, or a serious issue that we might be facing with a child, these kinds of things.
Or decisions that are thrust upon you that have to be made.
That have to be made, that you didn't intend to make. Many people facing things like that right now. So, you know, if we both approach that issue, what is God's will in this, as opposed to, well, what do I think we should do? Or what do you think we should do? But what would God have us do in this? And we even take that into that time of prayer, then I think we'll arrive on the right side of the issue.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, this isn't a tried and true model that works according to a schedule every time that you try to employ it. Because
no.
We are human beings at the end of the day, and whenever humans are involved, there are going to be there's going to be a certain amount of messiness, right? And Enrique, who's watching on YouTube, brings up one of those very situations when he says, what suggestions do you have for one whose spouse is causing anxiety? He says he is constantly walking on eggshells when he talks to his wife.
Well, do you want me to respond?
Yes.
Enrique, I think that it's probably pretty important to have a discussion with your wife, you know, and I would choose my timing well. I would be praying beforehand. I would probably want to take her to a place that is meaningful to us outside of the home. I would talk with her and say, you know, I'm concerned. You know, I'm concerned for you. I'm concerned for me. I'm concerned for us. And it seems as though you're not at peace. And I want to be of service to you in this area, you know. She's causing anxiety, but is that because she is anxious? You know, not quite enough information here. But you cannot live in harmony if you're constantly walking on eggshells, afraid that you're going to set her off, which is what I would assume that means, right? So the thing of it is, you know, I would tell her, you know, that you love her and that you want to please her. But we've got to get to the source of what this is so we can move forward together in the way in which we want to move forward. No one should have to live like that in constant anxiety. That's not of the Lord. Anxiety is not of God. He says, you know, do not be afraid. What? That's over 365 times in sacred scripture. Jesus says, fear is useless. What is needed is trust. I think it's important to put it out there in a non-confrontational way, you know, and do the very best that you can to help her to unveil what is the source of this kind of response to you.
Yeah, that's good advice. Yeah,
okay.
I agree with all of it. And you know what? Tell her that you love her.
That's right. A lot.
A lot. You know, nobody, I heard this said once, I can't remember in what context or by whom, but it has stuck with me over the years, and that is that no one should have to live off of yesterday's I love you.
Isn't that a beautiful thing? I love you, Jack.
I love you, Johnette.
Thank you. We shouldn't have to live off of yesterday's I love you. That's a beautiful thing. And sometimes in the busyness of the day, we don't say it, or, you know, just in the routine that you know, becomes for us the major obstacle to saying those three little words can be very, very difficult.
I didn't leave a dish in the sink this morning, did I?
It's just one of my little pet peeves, that's all. We all have pet peeves, don't we? We should do a show on that.
On pet peeves.
On pet peeves. What is your pet peeve? What is your spouse's pet peeve? I like that. Oh, Jeff Burson is nodding his head. Everybody has got some pet peeves, Jack.
Oh, they do. There's no question about it.
I know.
No, we all do. You know, and we approach things from different, you know,
right,
perspectives, and it doesn't make one right or one wrong.
Right.
It just makes them different. You know, the pace of our household, of Susie and I's household, was far different than the pace of you and Anthony's household.
Yeah.
And those are not going to just, you know, meld together with no effort at all.
They're not. Because you have different ways of interacting. You have different family habits, right? You have different things that you've set up in your life together, and they're not always the same.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is that, and I think you'll agree with that, we have found that they both have their pros and they both have their cons.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, I'll tell you one thing I think that we've been able to employ that's been very, very helpful for us. And I would recommend this to everybody. We just don't let it sit there. Like if you have a pet peeve and it's really bothering you, you need to say to your spouse, you know, it really troubles me when you leave dirty dishes in the sink. I mean, could we just take care of that, you know? Or if in fact, you know, you're very fussy about how you want your laundry done. You know, you should talk about these things, right? You should talk about these things and get them out in the open, because in love, you're going to avoid doing those things for the sake of the other because you know it irritates them. But, you know, just, you know, deep sixing them and repressing them and not talking about it, or getting so exasperated that you just say, I can't stand it when you do this or that or the other thing, it, you know, which leads to an argument, is not beneficial. So what advice do you take away from the show today? Well, what? Talk about your pet peeves.
Talk about your pet peeves and don't leave your dishes in the sink for too long and don't touch my laundry.
And be sure to pray. And be sure to pray together, right? Be sure to pray together.
Absolutely.
And you'll be able to iron these things out. Jack is a terrific ironer. I cannot hold a candle to Jack's ironing capacity. He's a really good
ironer. So we are resolving to rekindle with a new fervor our prayer together, and we want you to call in next time and hold us to it.
Bye.